victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Philippians, please. The first chapter, and Luke 16. Philippians 1 and Luke 16. Philippians 1 is a prayer. And notice, among other things, he says in verse 9, Philippians 1, 9, this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all what? Now, when you see the word judgment, a lot of times it's the same word, and other times it includes the same idea of differing. When you judge something, then you judge the difference. Guilty, innocent. Do you know which one they are? That's what judgment is about, right? Judge means we know the difference between guilty and innocent, and we're saying this one's innocent or guilty. Now, he said, pray that your love would abound and that you would abound in more knowledge and judgment. Verse 10, that you may approve things that are excellent. You want to prove what is of real value, the Amplified says. See, a wise person discerns between what's valuable and what is not. What is important and what is unimportant. What is precious and what is not. A wise person's heart discerns time and judgment. A wise person discerns that, you know, this is important for now. It's like the scriptures. Every one of these scriptures are good. What do we talk about tonight? They're all true. It's all good. What do we talk about tonight? Well, that's what I prayed for. You know, earlier in the day, and if you prayed for me, it's what you prayed for, whether you prayed or not. What? We want to discern what is right for now. Why are we even teaching on the subject of wisdom? We could be teaching on faith. That's a good subject. We could be teaching on prosperity or healing or righteousness or holiness, grace. It's all good. But the wise man and woman's heart discerns what? Time, judgment, discerns, knows the difference. This will change the way you think. It'll change the way you talk. When we get together, we could talk about anything, but there's something appropriate that we talk about. We could do anything that we'd have the freedom or resources or means to do, but there is a thing. That's the right thing for this time, for us. And if we discern it, then God's all over that. He's in the middle of that. And instead of us just sputtering along on our own, we get into some blessing. And it's true concerning every moment of our life, every conversation we have. Now, don't let this overwhelm you. Be encouraged by it. He said that you may approve the things that are excellent. Another translation says that you may be able to discern what is best. That you may be able to discern what is best. The New Living says, I want you to understand what really matters. There's a whole lot of stuff just don't matter. And some things are wonderful, just not for now. They don't fit now. It's not right now. And every day is a new day. And every situation is a new situation. What's right for now? That's where wisdom comes in. Discerning what's right for now. Can you say amen? Go to Luke 16, please. Luke 16 and verse 15. Luke 16. Jesus said something about money that made the Pharisees mad. He did. And verse 14, because they were covetous. And they derided him. And verse 15, Luke 16, 15, he said to them, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Different value system. Different value system compared to what a lot of people think is necessary or important or we have to do. You got what people think about that, and you got what God knows. Does God know what's important?
Yes.
And what's unimportant?
Yes.
Another translation says, what is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. Another one says, for things that are considered of great value by man are worth nothing in God's sight. There are all kind of projects that people are spending millions and millions and billions on. And as far as God's concerned, it's worth nothing. And people are spending all, I mean, what about some movies that were made at a budget of $100 million? There are all kind of things that people are doing, and it's not for you or me to judge what somebody else is doing with their money or time. It's us. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Is what we're involved in, is it valuable? You know, we've been talking about kingdom business on Sundays and seeking first the kingdom of God. That's valuable to God.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Whatever benefits, builds, advances the kingdom of God,
right.
He calls that valuable. So many other things are a waste of breath and sweat and money and time. So many conversations you'd have been better off not having. So many things you went and did, you'd have been better off at the house taking a nap. But you didn't have, or I didn't have enough wisdom to discern that. So off we go and wear ourselves out. Got no grace on it because we shouldn't have even been doing it anyway. Had a problem there because we shouldn't have been there anyway. Why? Because we didn't know what was important. We didn't discern what was really valuable. Well, how are you going to know on any given day and time what's valuable? Only one way. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom who lives inside you and me. And by Him, we have an unction of the Holy One. He said, and we know all things. Everything we need to know. We can know by Him if we'll look, if we'll pay attention. Now, go with me to 1 Kings, the third chapter. 1 Kings 3. And here's where Solomon, known as one of the wisest men in the Word, where he got his wisdom. Let's just remind ourselves of it and then see this very thing we're talking about. In verse 4, well, verse 3, Solomon did what?
Loved the Lord.
Loved the Lord. Love the Lord. Walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. And that was a great high place. Talking about to God. They were supposed to just do it at the one place. They were missing on that part. But 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Big love, big offerings. Just a fact. Because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is, where your treasure goes. If you love cars above everything in the world, where's your money going to go? Go on cars. If you love clothes, right? You understand what I'm saying? Love God? That's where it goes to God. And the thing is, you don't stay broke, though, because it keeps coming back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And a thousand burnt offerings. Now, what would a bull go for nowadays? And the king's bulls would have been fine bulls. Well, you multiply that times a thousand, and that's what the bill was that day. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I will give you. See, he's given to the Lord all day. You know, it takes a while to sacrifice a thousand. Sacrifice. The offering, well, you know, some people think the offering lasts long around here. How long would it take to offer a thousand burnt offerings as a sweet sacrifice? But they had to go, they had to lead the animal in and sacrifice it in a certain way it was dissected and a certain way it was put on the fire. And that's number one. This is some offering. Given to God, given to God, given to God, given to God. Given to God, given to God, give a thousand, a thousand. And the Lord shows up and goes, what do you want me to give you? Now, do not misunderstand something here. You cannot buy a blessing. You cannot buy a healing. You cannot buy a salvation of a loved one. Did you hear me? It didn't say he was sowing these offerings, trying to buy something again. He loved the Lord. Just said he loved the Lord. He loved God. And that's why he's sowing. Well, then, the Lord says, what will I give you? Ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you've showed your servant David great mercy. And for time's sake, we can skip on down. Verse 9, give your servant what? An understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and bad. Wisdom and understanding go together. A wise person has understanding. Understanding includes discernment. When you understand something, you know the difference. When you don't, it's all the same to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602M. That's R1602M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.